Tom Thumb, The Remarkable True Story of a Man in Miniature, by George Sullivan, narrated by Barry Press. Introduction. In 1863, as the Civil War was approaching its midpoint and the North still agonized over its disastrous defeat in Virginia at Fredericksburg, an unusual event crowded all news of the conflict off the front pages of many newspapers across the nation. It was a wedding that took place early in the afternoon of February 10th at Grace Episcopal Church in New York City. The groom was 25-year-old Charles S. Stratton, 2 feet 11 inches in height and known professionally as Tom Thumb. His bride was Lavinia Warren, 4 years younger and an inch shorter than Charles. The New York Times called her the Queen of Beauty. On the day of the wedding, Grace Church was filled to overflowing, and an enormous crowd gathered in the streets outside. Police put up barricades and formed human chains in an effort to control the throng. New York's wealthiest and most notable families, the Vanderbilts, the Astors, the Belmonts, were among those who attended. After the ceremony, done decently and in order, according to the Times, hundreds of people chased the wedding carriage to the Metropolitan Hotel, where the reception was to be held. There, standing atop a grand piano, Tom and Lavinia received more than 2,000 guests. At the time of the wedding, Tom Thumb was already a superstar, his name a household word in America and Europe. As a result of his personal appearances at Phineas T. Barnum's American Museum in New York,